Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pri 2 amore 12:28 Johannesburg 12:26 Mbombela 15:24 en my King 12:30 grade.
In the traffic already, a lot of issues this afternoon on the Mike 1, the N3, the R21 northbound through Pomona and getting out of Midrand.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi says the Freedom Cup opportunity makes tomorrow's game a big one, and Ben Duckett leads the charge against Sri Lanka in the third test.
Action SA is ontevrede oor die minister van Justisie Thembi Simelane se antwoorde in vandag se vergadering van die parlementêre portefeulje komitee oor justisie. Ethel Trollop van Action SA sê Simelane se antwoorde oor die omstrede lening wat verbind word met die Polokwane munisipaliteit en die ineenstorting of die ineengestorte WBS bank was teenstrydig. Hy glo 'n onafhanklike ondersoek of 'n hofsaak is nodig om die kommer aan te spreek.
We believe ultimately as the Minister of Justice she needs to be beyond reproach, and the only way that this can be achieved is if she proves her innocence in a court of law.
11 verkeersamptenare in Polokwane in hegtenis geneem omdat hulle na bewering omkoopgeld aanvaar het van motoriste, busoperateurs en taxibestuurders op die N1 hoofweg. Hulle was deel van 'n voorgesette geheime ondersoek wat op korrupsie gerig is. Limpopo se vervoer en gemeenskapsveiligheid woordvoerder Puti Lekhanya.
The MEC has welcomed these arrests and has said that these individuals did so on their own volition. What they did is in contravention of their own oath of office, and it goes against the ethos of their profession. The department will institute its own internal disciplinary processes pending the outcome of their cases.
Die Portefeulje Komitee vir Gemeenskapsveiligheid in Gauteng verwelkom 'n nuwe samewerking ooreenkoms wat daarop gemik is om misdaadbestrydingspogings by munisipaliteite te verbeter. Die voorsitter van die Portefeulje Komitee, Bandile Masuku, sê 'n ooreenkoms bevorder samewerking met misdaadvoorkoming en wetstoepassing.
We have always emphasized the need to foster greater cooperation and resource. This means to create safer communities across the province. The committee would like to encourage all stakeholders involved to honor this cooperation agreement as a long-term strategy to tackle crime and make a lasting impact in creating a safer Gauteng for all.
Nog nies, uit die buiteland minstens 17 kinders is dood toe 'n seuns koshuis aan die brand geslaan het by 'n skool in Sentraal Kenia. Die polisie en die ministerie van onderwys sê daar word gevrees die sterfsyfer kan verder styg want alle kinders is in die hospitaal opgeneem. Die oorsaak van die brand is nog onbekend. Daar was 156 kinders in die slaapsaal. En China het soort 400.000 mense ontruim voor een van die jaar se kragtigste storms die land na verwagting gaan tref. Treine, bote en vlugte is vir 'n tweede dag opgeskort. Skole is ook gesluit. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, Action SA has expressed dissatisfaction with Justice Minister Thembi Simelane's answers in today's meeting of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.